All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fear Ann podcast live for the
second
time in our brand new studio with your favorite hosts and our amazing guest,
Extra Emily.
Sync claps all around. We're doing it. Austin is not here. Will's not here. The Fear End podcast has started. Second episode. Have a wonderful guest with us, Extra Emily.
Hello. Yay.
Happy to be here.
Austin has moved the camera.
Moving this way and that way.
You literally ran into the camera.
Oh, he's not even on the screen.
Don't talk to Kaya like that.
We had to start without you because.
Don't talk to Kaya like that.
Austin was pooping.
Got to a point where you were pooping right outside the door.
I don't poop. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. No poop.
It's so inappropriate, Hassan, that you would talk about my private business like that.
Okay. Well, Extra Emily's in the building, everybody.
Hello. Glad to be here.
So happy to have you, Extra Emily. Oh,
streamer extraordinaire.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Me? No.
Queen icon.
Oh, my God.
You say that literally for every woman that comes on the podcast.
That's all he's got. I don't. Don't let him talk about it. He's a misogynist.
You
a known
say that
misogynist.
To every woman that comes into the
podcast.
But
special,
I mean
right?
it for every... No, you're very special.
Oh, thank you.
You're very special. But I think all women are queens and iconic.
Notice how he said no.
Yeah, first. He said no.
That was weird, right?
No.
I noticed that.
I think you're an iconic queen.
Oh my God. Well,
I would put you up there with Queen Elizabeth.
She's dead, right?
She's a problem, though.
And she's dead.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But, maybe not Queen. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
She's
awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
The haircut is kind of bad.
I mean, why? See,
we don't do politics on this podcast.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
She's good.
Okay, all right.
Except she did do the Hawaiian wildfires, is what people were saying.
Also, she's a billionaire.
Yeah, and billionaires are bad.
Billionaires are bad, unless I was a billionaire.
No, it would still be bad, actually. It would be extra bad.
Taylor Swift's a billionaire, and she's good.
Is Taylor Swift a billionaire?
I don't think she's a billion yet.
Yeah, well,
regardless by the end of next year, for sure.
Regardless of whether she's a billionaire or not, Taylor Swift is, I mean, I don't know, on questionable ground. She's done a lot of good stuff this month, and some things that I don't know how I feel about. And and honestly, I've been waiting for this opportunity. Like, I've literally been sending messages in the group chat.
He has been.
I have so much smoke for everybody.
Hassan the other day at like midnight sends a Instagram story of Taylor Swift ravioli. I show it to Ludwig and he's like,
wow.
Also, Hassan is in his own world in our group chat. Okay. he doesn't respond or communicate with anything that we're talking about and then randomly, selfishly sends ravioli. Something out. And then we don't interact with what he says usually either.
It's because I'm a fucking content creator and I know that like I use the group chat for what we're supposed to be doing, which is content, which is why I will literally line up exactly what I want to talk about sometimes months in advance by sending it throwing feelers in the group chat.
What do you have to say about the Taylor Swift ravioli?
Wait, there's Taylor Swift ravioli?
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift ravioli thing is just about like Taylor Swift stan culture. I wanted you to get a feel for it.
How does it feel to be the defender or the exclusive defender of Taylor Swift?
You were the defender.
Oh yeah, that's right. We are the defenders of Taylor Swift and women.
Also, let me address the elephant in the room. Will Neff is not with us. He's no longer with us.
That's right.
He has passed away
He's self-sucking accident.
He did a self-suck.
In which he lunged for his own asshole, too,
during
that process.
Yeah, he tried to go all the way.
He actually successfully self-sucked himself.
Oh, my God.
And then went to self-eat himself out and then unfortunately perished.
Would you guys do that if you could?
I have done
it. Self-eat myself out?
Yes.
I've self-sucked.
Oh, cool.
You can self-suck?
I have before.
What?
I have literally had this conversation
You're
with
like
you
six,
three
eight.
Times.
How do you reach yourself?
I wasn't when I was able to.
You can't do it anymore?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
No, you'd probably self-suck and throw your back out.
I haven't tried.
I have a question.
Excuse me.
He won't self-suck himself, Emily, because he thinks
it's... Get used to this.
He won't self-suck him. He won't self-suck himself because he thinks it's gay.
Yeah.
Oh,
as someone who has done it, I will tell you this much. It feels like you're sucking a penis more than it feels like you're getting your penis sucked.
Yeah.
Oh.
So would you eat your own? Is that inappropriate to ask?
No. Like if I could bend down there, would I do it?
Yeah.
I don't think so because it doesn't even feel that good.
Okay.
And I'm. What if it tastes bad?
Out, you mean in general?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that good
in
general.
It's only happened to me like a handful of times, and I'm like, I hate this.
It's because men are so bad. Men are like, so bad at
it. Excuse me. I've gotten rave reviews.
Yeah. So, do you have like a, is there like a place that we could go? There's like a Glassdoor sort of website that we could go
reviews? I mean, no, but like voluntarily, sometimes people bring it up.
Oh, that's true.
Like that one porn star out of nowhere was just like, sounds really good.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
People are saying it.
People are saying it, folks. They're saying it. Okay.
Wait, what was your question, Emily?
Sorry, Emily.
My question is, when you stand there naked, do you ever helicopter your dick around in a circle?
Always.
Really?
I try. I have to get a little blood flow before I can.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then you all go like,
whoo. I've done it before. Well, I'm gay, so I get to sword fight.
Okay.
God, I can't believe we did.
I'm so sorry.
This is so overpowered. Being gay is so OP in that regard.
Yeah, we can sword fight.
Speaking of homosexuality, Austin came in this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Wearing the tightest Lululemon pants you've ever fucking seen. Now, of course, he's not wearing them right now because as soon as I saw it, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I thought you said you're never doing this shit again. You always come to my house and you're like, Hassan, aren't you proud of me?
Yeah.
Look, Hassan, look at my pants. Yeah. They're so baggy. Yeah. Turns out, this time, not baggy at all. Wearing Lululemon pants again. You relapsed.
I did.
Like a fucking addict.
I only wear tight pants on the airplane.
Ooh.
It's comfortable.
No.
Yeah,
no.
And in case the plane goes down, it's easier to escape. You don't get caught on anything.
Thank you. Thank you, cutie.
That's a ridiculous reason to wear tight. Cutie. You don't even get on planes.
I know, but if I do, I wear tight pants.
She would feel safer if she was flying with me.
Anyway, regardless, I yell at him, and he has brought a friend of his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend?
A friend.
Yes.
And he literally hot swapped his pants. He hot swapped his pants.
Oh my God, like, I didn't know you switched with him.
Like, give me your pants.
My friend is wearing the outfit that I was wearing.
Outside suffering.
Like, just the awful skinny pants. But there was one point that really was frustrating to me because you wear those pants and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You're slimming down again. Like you're wearing Lululemons again.
Yeah.
What the fuck, you relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't trust me. When I said, why are you wearing these pants? You had to get a second opinion from your friend. And you only changed when he said, you know what? Those pants are a little too slim. I probably would not wear them unless I was in like a gym setting.
Okay, look, in my defense, Hassan's dressed like a fucking park ranger. Okay. I mean, like, you know, like he's fashionable, but like there's a lot of things that he does that only he could pull off.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my merchandise. You can go to ideology.shop to get it while it's hot before it sells
out. It's union made, folks.
Union made, American
Believe
made.
Me. In fact, Hassan's taking this at a loss. He's paying people so well.
I don't think that.
I feel like this is a therapy session.
It's like every episode.
Between Hassan and I, we're just talking to you about our problems.
Yeah. No, I love to hear about it.
Okay, anyway,
I think you look very fashionable now,
Thank
Austin.
You. I'm wearing Hassan's merch, ideolog.gg.
Yes.
No, ideology.shop.
It's okay. Right.
So do you wear tight pants to show off the outline of your dick?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I've never been somebody that, I've never been like, it's never been something that I've worked to show.
Okay. So it's kind of just like feels nice to wear the tight pants.
Yeah.
No, it's more so the outline of his ass.
Oh, that's also good.
Ever since I started to slim down a little bit, I've lost my butt. Unfortunately,
it's not true.
Yeah, I don't. Wait, you've not been looking at my butt.
I see your body. I admire.
You think so?
I am a.
Yeah,
I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I am gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. I work out, and when you work out, you're gay as hell.
Yeah.
A man, no matter how little dicks he sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No matter how little interest he has in other men, romantically. A man is gay when he's in the gym.
That's right. There's no gayer thing to do.
Yeah.
I appreciate Hassan. Every time I have my shirt off, you look good.
Yeah.
He tells me.
When you walked out of the bathroom.
He tells me. I was.
Your abs were so defined.
Thank you.
I was
thank you
so much. Wow,
I've been dieting for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's been going well.
He's dieting to be going on a cruise. Cutie, you look great.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do look
I'm
you
so
look,
tired. That's you so look, crazy. You I look like
beautiful.
I've been hit by a car.
You know.
You look beautiful. You look natural and beautiful.
I
Despite
do look
your
natural.
Socks not matching.
This is the best I could do.
Listen, we need to have girl autism representation in the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you walked through the door, I said, "Damn, you're sexy." That's what
no,
I thought.
You didn't.
That's my first gay. Yeah, so I was like, "Wow, she's gonna turn me."
He genuinely doesn't like boobs.
Would that so make? Yeah, I do not like breasts.
I don't have any.
Okay, well,
same.
So. No, I'm, you have boobies. I mean, we've talked about this.
Talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked all about it.
Right. I want boobies.
So, yeah. Speaking of men being weird, okay, around women.
Are you talking about how Emily got canceled? Racist.
That's exactly what I wanted to pull up. Oh, March, God. Can you pull that
wait,
lead
you
up real
quick? Emily is racist. Racist.
Emily is racist.
So,
wait, what?
I don't think people said that you were like. I mean, some it people was, inferred it.
Mm-hmm. Is this on Reddit?
Twitter.
It was on Twitter. Know. It went
she's
viral
so
on Twitter.
Not racist based on this clip.
Yeah.
She might be racist for other reasons. No. I don't know. I can't claim her thoughts, but not based on this clip.
They're throwing her ass.
Well, I don't know.
Entirely under the bus.
She has to answer for herself. Emily,
I am not racist.
Huge.
Okay, so this tweet from one of these like Twitter. Ryan. This is like one of those like Twitter clout farm operations. Okay,
operations.
took a snippet from your stream where you're just kind of hanging out. Let's take a look at what happens here, and people approach you.
The freaking chicken skin is on it. Yes, Mac.
Yeah, so like, you
beautiful
though. You got a
book? Oh, I'm not looking right now. Thank you, Mac.
What did he say?
He's like, "You look beautiful. Can I get your number?" And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not looking. That's okay. I don't live here or anything.
Pause for a second. The fucking face that people make when they notice their own camera.
They're like, ooh.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Checking themselves out. I hate it. I hate the face. That people stagger in and they realize
it's
they're on camera.
It's weird because you're sitting next to Austin.
I know, and he does it all the time.
He does it literally nonstop. He's doing it right now.
I can't see the camera. Okay. I'm looking.
But like when you're IRL streaming and you're on your phone and they realize they're in the background, they're like,
wow. They start smoldering.
I mean,
they start like trying to check how many people are watching. You're like, chill, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So let's continue with the video.
Oh, that was very kind. You don't have to do that. Yeah, you know, that's pretty far away.
And you gotta eat parties. Yeah,
thank you.
Look at the warm and welcoming right there.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Like a nice black man.
Oh, yeah.
A strong black man.
Oh, very nice. But yeah, I'm not looking right now. Thank you.
You got all these to eat? You got to eat parties?
Yes. I'm eating all the Lunchables right now. And,
you want to be my girlfriend on that?
Oh, Chad. There can be great people in chat.
He's like, fuck.
Right?
He's looking at chat. Yeah,
That's them.
Shit.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're talking away. Bye.
My Cash App is motherfucking Mac Pimpin.
Okay. Gotta drop the Cash App.
I'm sorry. At what point in that situation, as a viewer, would you be like, I'm going to pay this man now?
I wonder if people have.
I did.
Yeah.
He was like, payment proceeded.
I just can't help but think if that was a white man, you would have accepted it.
Okay, all jokes aside, okay.
Am I going to get canceled for that?
Of course not.
No, you're
okay.
You're
that
joking.
Was a joke for
that's
the record.
So
people immediately tried to be like, this is like racist or whatever. And I'm sure there are certain instances where like an interaction such as that one could be racist, right? Or could be perceived as racist. But like, you were very kind in trying to... tell this random stranger that walked up to you with his friend who then came from the other side, which is like an incredibly threatening situation at that point, not because they're black, but because they're two dudes who are swarming you.
Yeah.
Like, and it's odd because like I saw a bunch of black women, as a matter of fact, on Twitter who looked at that situation. Oh, fucking Kaya. That's classic. Classic.
So
I mean, you're going to have to work around that.
He's
I don't
so
know.
Cute. He's
she literally
of
just
it.
Plopped right on the camera.
She did.
The tripod.
I saw tweets from friends of mine and black women as well who were like, this has nothing to do with, you know, them being black men and has everything to do with them being men approaching a random stranger like a random girl in a mall and just like, you know, kind of.
I also agree
them.
with Gina's tweet so much. Everyone's always like, God, ladies just need to say no.
Yeah.
Like, How many times did she say no? Also, imagine if she would have just been like, no, I don't think you are attractive, or I don't want to date you, or no, I am unavailable. Like, if she would have been so blunt and been like, no fucking way, bozo.
Yeah, what's wrong with her? Why is she being such a bitch?
Then, now, exactly.
There's also obviously the physical element as well, because, like, obviously some men don't handle rejection well, so that's something that, like, I assume women have on the top of their minds every time they engage in this kind of thing. But, like, overall, here is best practices. I'm not someone who's going to say, like, oh, Zoomers nowadays are so fucking afraid of just, like, talking to one another in public. I'm sure that there's an element of that as well for many people, but it's okay to interact with one another in public. It's just that it's a tricky situation, and as soon as you feel like the other person is not receptive to your presence, it is on you to go, oh, shit, okay, I get it. You know, have a great day. It was nice to meet you. Like, him coming up to you, in my opinion, is not wrong. Him coming up to you and being like, hey, what's up? You're really pretty. What's your name? Something like that. That's fine, right? Maybe it's a little assertive. It's okay. But, like, as soon as you're like, oh, hi, I'm not looking for anything right now, then they're like, oh, okay, have a great day.
I'm just,
like,
wondering if he kept on going because he couldn't read cues or because he wanted content. Because, like,
yeah, I can't tell if he was content brained. Was he filming it too? No, okay.
So I actually, like, talked to him and the friend like 5 minutes prior for like a stream challenge.
She oo-wooed at them.
I did oo-woo at them, which is like the cringiest thing you could ever do to someone. Yeah, you do like you.
No,
you,
do it. Do it better.
Oo-woo.
Oo-woo.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fucking put some dick in it. Austin.
Put some dick in it.
Yeah. Oo-woo.
No. Like, give it your all.
Yeah. Ooh, woo.
Oh,
there
cute.
We go.
That is that good? Not. Did I do it? Ooh, woo.
The fact that
oh, God. Auntie Piker's going to make that a meme on Twitter.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, every time Austin says that. Oh, God.
Oh,
Auntie
Piker,
please don't make
sure
me a gift.
I sure hate
it
if that happens. Oh, no.
No, but the fact that I oohed to them, like, 5 minutes prior, and they're like, wow, like, she's the one. Like, I want to talk to her. They came back, but my ooh was literally the cringiest thing ever. So
it's probably,
I guess
you're
it's
right. It probably, that's a plot twist a little bit.
I think he was content pilled.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He might
like
just.
He tried to, like, riz you up.
Yeah, for content.
I get you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the only thing.
Well, maybe
that...
you are racist then.
Yeah, I take back everything I said. Sorry to that guy. I'm donating to his Cash App as we speak.
Matt Pimpin. The only thing that I was uncomfortable with is I didn't want him to linger around for way too long.
Yeah, you
I don't
never
know.
Yeah.
How
people
to...
do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how to, like, navigate that. I just have to be like, because I'm so
that's just
live streaming
etiquette.
Yeah. I hate conflict or anything, so I can't be like, can you leave? Like, I would just have to leave.
But
thankfully they left. So I was like, okay. Then
so that's actually something I want to talk to you about, because, like, a lot of people are saying you're the GOAT of IRL streaming.
Oh,
for those of you who don't know at home, that IRL streaming is in real life streaming.
That's
where,
right.
I mean, this is a podcast, right. So, like, we do have an audience that's, like, completely oblivious.
And for those that also want to know, GOAT means greatest of all time.
Okay, well, they're not that old, right?
Okay.
Except for your...
We do have some elderly...
esthetician.
Oh, yeah, I have a... Shout out to my esthetician. She is 72 years old. She's gorgeous. She's wonderful. She's beautiful. She's natural. She makes me look pretty. Shout out to my... I've been trying to do that for months.
She's okay. The GOAT.
She watches every episode.
Well, regardless...
It's crazy. You've brought up dicks 1,000 times, but you can just shout out your esthetician.
I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh, she's circling
Continue.
Around.
Sorry, Hassan.
All right, this is like Kaya. A fun little thing. Kaya.
Out of the podcast.
Get down.
Hey,
oh,
Kaya, sit.
No,
she knows
not gonna
tricks.
Sit. Get down. She knows all the tricks.
I love her. Come
Hi,
here, baby.
Kaya.
Down.
Sit down. Okay,
down.
Good girl.
Oh,
good
you're
girl.
Such
so
a good
cute.
Lion.
Down.
You can sit on the chair next.
Good girl.
There you go.
Good girl. And don't put your head up for a minute.
Okay. So, what I was gonna.
Jesus.
So yeah, IRL streaming is when you. I mean, we're actually gonna do it. By the time this podcast comes out, you'll probably have seen it.
Sorry.
But we're going to go
Don't worry. I like it.
We're going to go to a pole dancing instructor's studio, and we're going to do stripper pole dancing.
So I really want to do it.
Which is apparently like a workout.
I'm busy today. I'm going to the Abbey.
Why aren't you going?
I'm going to the Abbey.
Get lit.
That was a great. Thank you for asking him that question.
I'm going to the Abbey.
Dead
today.
To me.
I'm not. Look, Hassan tells me these things like 12 hours before they
That's
happen.
That's not even true.
As
I
if
literally
I'm not a very
been,
busy
I've
man.
Been, I've talked about the IRL.
I
streaming.
Really want to do the
I
pole
talked
dancing
about IRL streaming
thing.
For like 5 days. Now.
I've got a friend with me. What am I supposed to do?
Okay. Well, 5 days ago, you knew that the IRL streaming was going to happen, and
but he was
come
with
come
me 5 days ago,
and he can come as well. But, you know, it's fine.
I'm planning a concert.
Yeah, you have a good excuse. Will's dead to me.
Cutie and I are planning the concert.
Cutie has a good excuse. Will is kind of dead to me. But, like, I mean, he kind of has an excuse. You are the most dead.
What? I'm the most dead?
You're so dead. No one has ever been as dead.
No.
In the future?
How can I redeem myself?
Well,
I got an idea. I'll commentate with you during the debates during the elections.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. That is if you get an invite.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know who's not dead to me? Emily.
Oh,
wow. That's so, that's crazy. Wow.
She's going pole dancing.
Yeah, so rich you to platform a racist.
Yeah. Exactly. She's going to be anti-racist by the end of it.
Wait.
But anyway, what I was trying to say is, so your style is very unique because you're very happy, you're very ADHD, mm-hmm. and you are
shameless,
like a tiny woman that will literally put herself in like horrifying circumstances for the most part.
Dude, how she's the fuck a do you psychopath. Do
that? Oh no, I just like my motto. Drake said it best: literally YOLO. You know. So that's like how I live my life. I just like to do whatever, especially for content.
Yeah.
I'm very, very content.
No one has ever said that.
You're so
like YOLO, right?
But you really are, though.
Yeah.
You're so free spirited. Yeah. You're so friendly. You're so open.
I just want to experience like a bunch of different things. So I always like put myself into dangerous situations. I'll be like, oh, this is a nice experience.
I feel
experience.
Like we should send you to like a really dangerous place.
Yeah, well, I'd be down.
Like war coverage.
Korea.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Korea. Sri Lanka.
North Korea.
The border of North
we should,
Korea.
Yeah, we should like a field reporter.
Yeah. I'd like, be like, hey,
gonna,
guys.
You're too nice. Nobody's going to hurt you. Right?
Yeah.
Put on a press vest and you'll be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Send her to Gaza.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, do you never get afraid? Like, how does that work?
So the way that I think of it when I interact with strangers, so a lot of my IRL is just like random places, right? I'm like, I will never see the stranger again. So I'm just going to do whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of like my fuck it mentality that I have at streaming. But then when I'm off stream, I'm just like a normal human being.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
I can confirm that is a falsehood.
I'm not normal.
She's just as weird off stream.
Yay.
She, the most dangerous thing Emily's ever done to give audience that doesn't watch streaming perspective is she did a running stream.
Oh.
The dumbest shit you've ever done.
Oh, I didn't think it was that dumb, right?
Oh my God. Oh.
What did she do?
She did,
what is
like,
the running
every stream? Sub added
0.1 mile to
0.1 mile. So
that's
she had to
insane.
Keep running. That's not
that's
the
so
crazy
smart.
Part. The crazy part is she had a map in the corner tracking where she was to her live audience of like 10,000.
Yeah, and it was like dark at night at 8 p.m.
Did you have security?
Did
you have security?
No, she did not.
I was
have
alone.
Security.
But
did
like,
you make it?
Yeah. No one came up to
no,
me.
No, she's dead.
Everyone was nice. And like,
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that part, but I,
so crazy.
I thought it'd be
you
cool.
You didn't think
to
about your
I
own
am.
Like security, like your bodily security at
no,
all?
No, like, I feel like for IRL streaming, I will never get a security guard because I feel like that kind of ruins the
I agree with that, 100%.
What if they're right? out of the, what if they don't see him?
Then it just feels weird still because I want, really? If something happens, that's just what happens, baby. Bro. That's just,
no, I 100% life. Agree with her. That's like part of the reason why I have, I guess like done less IRL streams in general, but yeah. like that was my motto as well, which is like just. I guess not YOLO, but
YOLO.
Yeah. But I do think that like what makes IRL streaming great is like unique interactions that can only happen. And it's better if the camera is not abrasive and it's not like in your face and you're just kind of having a normal interaction with someone as normal as that can be. And that is what makes IRL streaming great. Not like, you know, pre-planned productions or whatever.
I think
is not an IRL stream. It's a different thing. I mean, that's great in a
I
different way.
I have 12 order. Security guards tonight, and I'm excited about
no,
it.
No. In a pre-planned production,
oh,
in
I,
an
need,
event,
I need one.
Like, I'm very happy
what do you
that
mean
you have
need
guards.
One?
Somebody DM me at about the concert. Like, would you go on a date with me after the concert?
Oh, my God.
And I was...
And Austin was like, yes. Show hole.
No, I do
what
not.
What do you mean?
No, people send me their holes willingly. Mm. I do not ask
yeah,
for
you
holes.
Just have to essentially where you're seated tonight. If you raise your hand, a security guard will come. So then you can... bathroom or
well,
the green
nice.
Room or
really so we have to share a bathroom with everybody
no oh, guys.
Which I love to do
well no this is
that.
What
I
happened
I think I thought that was
I mean
a
that's
beautiful
what
thing.
Ludwig did Ludwig literally
oh,
for his fucking dodgeball event which we gotta talk about
yeah oh. Speaking of which the dodgeball event
yeah
we'll talk about that in a minute but I was at the dodgeball event We were at this, there's one restroom on our side. There's a men and a women's, right? And there's one restroom on our side where the players are. And then the other restroom is where like kind of the fans.
I feel like some fans saw my dick. I'm fairly certain.
Okay,
just
so
whipped out?
He was just like shaking.
Wait, like somebody, what? Because the your dick
like,
was so big?
I wouldn't use that one. And I was just like, I don't fucking, I have to go play dodgeball, man. Like,
wait, did you bully him? What did you do?
No, I was just
peeing. Did he pull up to the urinal and said, nice
pisser, dog? What do you mean?
Oh, he saw your dick and got nervous?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what, I don't know. The interaction was weird, though. Because it's like, it's a fan and he's there. It's not even like a fan randomly seeing you at the airport, which happens, right? It's like a fan there to see you perform.
But then you're going to the bathroom.
And then you're going to the bathroom and he's like, that's your dick.
Oh my God.
What's up? That's, I just saw, that's cool.
Did he go like, wow, that matches?
He didn't, he was just like kind of nervous.
Imagine he said that. Imagine.
If I saw your dick, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if you had like a little dick, I'd be like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't match.
Don't say yes to that. And like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
Austin's cooking.
I'd be like, wow, that matches. That matches. So anyway, so I go to the bathroom and I use the women's bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I feel like everyone did.
Yeah, right? I use the women's bathroom and the guy cleaning it, he's on the phone, first of all. He stops his phone conversation to say, hey man, you can't use this bathroom.
And it's a dude cleaning it?
Yeah, it's a dude cleaning it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, you can't use this bathroom. And I'm like, oh, hold on, let me go get my pee back because I just did. You know what I mean?
I already
And he's
it.
Like, well, you can't do it. And I'm like, well, and then Ray came in and she's like, no, he can. He's gay.
Well, also,
what?
That's what
that's
yeah.
That's not how that works.
Ray didn't say that, but I said that. I was like, I'm gay. I can use the women's bathroom. Uh-huh. It's a known rule that if you are gay, you can use the women's bathroom.
This is like, this is becoming more political by the second. No, the show.
Okay.
It is. The women's restroom is reserved for women, those that identify as women, and gay men.
So, yes. Essentially.
Do we agree with that?
No.
Discourse. Do we agree with that? Gay men should be allowed to use the women's restroom.
I don't care.
I think only Austin Show can do that.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. And I don't just walk into women's restrooms everywhere, but like gay bars, evidently this dodgeball tournament. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
So,
go ahead.
I got fucked on my venue this year for Christmas concert because when I first started doing events, it was right after COVID. No one was booking shit. I was able to get any venue I wanted. Like the day before, it was great.
Yep.
Now I got fucked. There was no venues available for the Christmas concert. I was booking back in October.
Yeah.
The venue I wanted is booked out until July.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's like actually bad.
I tried to book that venue too.
Wait, not a single weekend is free?
No.
Wow. That's
and what about weekdays?
Probably.
Thursdays? Yeah.
It's weird because like during the holidays, famously, Los Angeles is like kind of empty normally. Which is why, you would expect it to be easier, but I guess not.
So you booked it, and
so I booked it. It's shit.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
are you saying we're about to go there?
Wait, why is it bad?
Because I'm trying to prep you.
Oh, wait, what does it look like?
It's just not made for what we need. It's made for movies.
Okay.
It's a movie theater.
It's okay.
I don't have a green room.
That's okay.
I have two bathrooms. I turned one into a general neutral or a gender neutral bathroom for guests. And then our green room is half green room, half toilet stalls
also
gender neutral.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, well, I think
that's
great.
A good attitude.
I think
that you'll
that's
complain
great. I'm
about
just
later,
so
then.
Happy to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bitch about
Austin
it.
Will be like, I was doing my makeup and someone was shitting next to me.
My expectations are always low. So
your expectations are always low.
I don't really care.
That's the hard thing about like streamer events is like, we don't have like, we're not Hollywood. We're not used to this shit. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Also, I just don't want
to
be killed.
That's why we're so down to earth.
You won't be killed.
That's it. Like, as long as I don't get killed,
there's lots
it's like,
of security.
Fine. That's great.
And if you do get killed, it'll be impressive. What?
I'll be able to remember the experience better if it's so unique, you know?
Yeah,
so that's
true.
A good thing.
If Hassan gets murdered, you'll remember.
Yeah, I'll be like, wow.
That would be
Hassan
very memorable.
I
would be
surely
unforgettable.
To myself, I don't want to sit next to Hassan in case someone shoots him.
Do you think about that?
Cut.
No, that's crazy that's a mental calculation that you have. Okay, that's good to know.
God
never.
Damn, now you're going to put that fear in my head. We're both like anxious people, so I think that's...
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm a very anxious person.
You seem so level-headed.
You're not seated by him.
All the time.
I'm not seated by him?
You don't have enough clout.
I have an assigned seat?
Oh,
I don't have
damn.
Enough clout, excuse
I'm joking,
you.
I'm joking.
The crowd's going to go wild when I sing tonight.
You are not seated by him, but it's not because
I don't know the words to my second song.
I don't know anything that I'm doing. I haven't even looked at anything.
Emily does. She has a whole dance.
Yes, I didn't even say
you're an amazing performer.
I didn't even verbally confirm with Cutie until like I said on live. I was like, yeah, sure, of course I'll do it.
That's enough of a yes.
Yeah, I just put him in the video and I'm like, he'll get enough social pressure.
I've started just scheduling Hasan to do shit and he doesn't even know.
No, you, that's inappropriate.
I've got an annual schedule for Hasan and I just blitz him the day.
When Cutie does it, it's
fine. I just gaslight him. I was like, no, you said yes to this.
My stuff is fun.
Yes.
Excuse you, my stuff is very fun. A lot of people have fun at Name Your Price. So much so you made a vlog of it.
I did. Did you watch it?
I don't know about that for either.
I watched the parts that I was in.
To see if you looked good. Not even like the audio on mute.
Oh, I need to upload the whole Q&A to the Patreon.
Yeah,
I have that. I have the entire Q&A.
It was great.
I'll send it.
Yeah, it was great.
Let's talk dodgeball. Ludwig's
dodgeball.
We are all of us were involved in it, and we all lost.
Yeah.
That's hard.
To varying degrees of humiliation.
Stupid Will Neff.
Yeah, wait. Kick was just too good.
I'm going to hope. Yeah.
That's why we kicked him off this podcast.
Yeah, that's why Will's not here. Frick, Will. We kicked him out.
He's too much of an athlete.
Yeah.
He's insane.
He's
also very competitive.
I get very competitive too, but I've never played dodgeball other than the one other time on G4. That was the last time
G4.
That's the first and last time.
We put Hasan on like 100 degree day on black asphalt.
That was awful.
Oh God.
Was
so we hot. Did better. I feel like me and Will did better on that one than we did in others though.
It was rough, but.
But I, our team wasn't so great.
I was a competitive person, and then I saw Will go crazy and all of team came. I'm like, okay, I'm not. I don't care enough to care. I like barely threw the ball, and then like I tried
and it
to
showed
cat.
Emily.
Oh,
it showed.
I knew that was coming.
I was trying my best. You know, I was kind of like the cheerleader.
Did better than me.
Oh, it was just so
I was using Cutie as a body shield.
Yeah,
at
that
one
was
point.
My best use.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was using her. I mean,
you look good though. You look good out there. That's
thank you.
Important.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah, I know. I know you care about that.
The orange beanie. Was
yeah,
away.
You look great out there. I was just thinking like the whole game. I was like, wow, she's so sexy.
I was definitely a little bit frustrated with how
our team.
No, I mean, I just was frustrated
talk
with
your
the
shit. Talk your shit about
I was frustrated with the circumstances that were, you
what
know,
is happening, Austin, with your mic.
The
that's
ways
not, that's not. I'm right here, Cutie.
No. I'm trying.
Do you
to,
call everybody Austin that has
that
a mic
fucks
issue?
Up with mics.
Yeah, I was frustrated with the bracketing that Ludwig had.
The bracket
had put
was
forward.
An easy bracket,
and we were even though we were in the easy bracket. No, I'm still saying like in general, it was very unfair that Team YouTube and. And I guess chess boxing, the two teams that Ludwig wanted to put forward
to
stay the to.
Oh, I
you
didn't
know.
Think of this conspiracy theory. Oh my God.
Oh, no. It was very. He openly admitted it.
Wait, he wanted chess boxing to win his bracket? That bracket?
That bracket. Well,
he was
not
promoing
win.
The merch.
Yeah, because he was promoing the merch.
Oh my God, he's a genius.
Wait, that is.
I mean, it's pretty. I would
I
say
didn't
evil.
Think about it. Yeah.
But it was a unique bracketing situation where, you know, they played an already atrophied team and then, you know, they just kind of went all the way to the top.
Ludwig scammed me.
Oh.
He owes me a bidet.
Why?
Because he said he'd give me one. He hasn't got me one yet.
He does that to a lot of people.
Yeah.
He owes me a bidet.
Well,
Ludwig, if you don't get me a bidet,
also need his
I'm
butt.
Going to file a class action lawsuit.
Oh,
do it.
Ooh.
By yourself?
That would be...
Victims of Ludwig Foundation?
Yeah, I think that would get a lot of attention if I sued Ludwig.
I wouldn't blame you because I'm mad at him.
Oh my
Why
God.
Why are you mad at him?
Because...
Talk your shit, sis.
Because he just gave me his song for the Christmas concert today.
Oh.
After me every single day for the past 2 weeks being like, I can't get people's songs. I can't be... tracks I can't be with songs I can't give people's tracks like and he says to me I'll sing this morning he's laying in bed I was like Lud I really need your song and he was like I'll sing the Christmas song and I was like will you send me a track he was like no and I said can TJ accompany you on the piano he's like no and I was like then you need to send me a track and he's like TJ can accompany me
speaking of songs
got figured
are you
out.
Singing
speaking
one?
Of songs I am not singing one but it's time no. to make fun of Austin once more
oh no
March I'm sending you
no way
I'm
what
sending
you
a link
no.
just play it
wait.
Without any context
no
Let's
so
see it.
No ever. Wait hold on
where
wait.
Should I send this to
wait
you?
Wait is this me I don't know what this is.
No,
you
don't. Because I didn't send it to the group chat this time because I wanted to
God.
Hit you in the
Raw
face
reaction.
With it. And it's a great segue. Great opportunity.
Oh no.
Hold on.
It's gonna happen.
All right. So
I get exposed, right, Austin?
I love you.
No, no, no. This is like not even necessarily directly about Austin. It's about Austin, but it's not Austin. All right, so roll the tape.
Oh my God.
This is Jonathan Schlatt singing.
And now the end is near.
He's a Schlatt. So
this has to be AI, right?
Singing? No, it's not.
What?
I'm going to tell you the backstory now.
It's so good.
Schlatt famously has a massive rabid fandom that, much like mine, has put his voice, his AI voice, through a shit ton of filters and has made recreations, most famously this song. So Jay Schlatt, what did he do?
Make his own cover.
He made his own cover.
And he's got motherfucking pipes.
Yeah.
Are you calling me out because I have not made a Frank Sinatra cover?
I'm calling you out times two.
Okay, pause the track.
This, he is out singing you in your own game. It's like if Austin. It's like if Schlatt was like, I've never done political commentary.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
And now
it's the end is near. This is your go-to Frank Sinatra, right? You only play this song. You only sing the song. It's actually kind of annoying that you haven't gotten another song into rotation.
Yeah,
in the years that I've known you,
he has a new Christmas song.
And Jay Schlatt came in and sang his fucking face off. He destroyed you.
Hold on, he hasn't even called me out.
I am calling you.
Want
you
me
out
to make? You want me to drop a Frank Sinatra cover album?
I hate when women pit women against each other.
All I'm saying is, how does that make you feel that he just came out of nowhere?
Well, first of all, I feel personally attacked.
Good, because I am personally attacked.
I'm the Frank Sinatra guy.
Is my thing.
Yeah, it is. It is my thing, and I'll be singing it tonight. By the way, I will probably get a standing ovation. I just want to prepare you all for
it.
I've solved the thing.
What?
Tonight we're trying something new with the Christmas concert.
What's
ever,
that?
Is we're remote recording it, so maybe we can release a little live album.
Oh,
so you might have his own Frank Sinatra cover within the next few weeks.
Is it going to match up to Schlatt?
It will. I heard Schlatt. Schlatt used a lot of auto-tune in that.
I don't think he did at all.
He did not at all.
It sounded.
I asked him. He says one take.
Wow.
One take, Jake.
Okay. First of all, I still don't believe that's not AI.
Did he take voice lessons?
I did not ask him.
Now
about
you
that.
Can though. If he can, you can sing.
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
what do you mean?
You have all your AI of you.
I need to learn Mandarin so I can sing Red Sun in the Sky.
Yo, for sure. Okay, yeah.
No, that's my favorite one.
He only sings Chinese propaganda. That's
Red Sun in the Sky. It's a song about Mao.
Uh-huh.
And I love that song.
He likes China for trains.
And I also do like the... the other one is the Korean Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Cholima on the Wing. I love. Mm. I love that one. That one goes hard.
Wow.
Actually.
Yes.
Really hard.
North Korea, such a great shining.
Just because
example.
A place is not like under good circumstances doesn't change that they can make great art.
That's often. True. And great music. No, yeah. I think it's North Korea is filled with beautiful art. Oh. I'd want to go there.
Let's
I would
visit,
love
please.
To travel to North Korea.
You know Chinese? You know Mandarin?
No, I do not.
He speaks Turkish. And
you guys
English.
All?
I was just gonna say.
I speak a little bit of Mandarin.
Spanish.
Oh, you do?
I could teach you an important word.
Do it.
Okay.
Pigu.
Pigu.
Oh, that's really good.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao ma.
Pigu means beautiful.
Pigu. Yeah. How do you say natural?
Junda.
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 Are you? So you're not fluent in Mandarin?
No. Yeah. I'm like conversationally. Okay.
Okay. So you can. So you're kind of bilingual.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like semi.
Any other languages? Spanish. Chinese.
Gracias.
Oh, gracias.
Yeah,
gracias.
Wait, so you
speak, felt offensive.
Yeah. Wait, are you Chinese?
Yeah, I'm Chinese. So my parents spoke Mandarin to me growing up, and then I would respond in English, so my Chinese is very bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they get mad at you for that?
No, they just like, she's hopeless.
It's such an...
Your dad was the one who watched me?
Yeah, he loves you.
Oh, hell yeah.
He ranked you an S-tier streamer.
Hell yeah.
Based off vibes.
Does he like me?
Oh, I don't think he ranked you, Austin.
You don't stream. Okay. You don't stream.
I'm going to start streaming.
Yeah, you would need to stream to be able to be in those lists.
You don't stream. It's okay.
Your dad doesn't like
I have a question.
No, he would love you.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, if your dad saw me glaze up China, he'd probably like me even more.
Oh my god, he would love that.
Oh yeah, I do that. I do it all the time.
He
yeah.
That's great.
Okay, so wait, oh, also another thing. So you're Chinese, Chinese American.
Yes.
You're born here.
Yeah, in Nebraska.
In oh god,
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear
how
that.
How the hell did
Cornhuskers, baby?
How the hell did that happen?
My parents got a job in Nebraska, so okay. Then I was born there, then it was a very honestly looking back on it, it was a pleasant upbringing because it was very boring. So I had to like figure out ways to entertain myself. So I made YouTube videos.
And Nebraska has a lot of old YouTube.
Nebraska
videos.
Is very white.
It's so white. I was like the only Asian at my high school and middle school and elementary school, but it's okay. People weren't mean to me,
good.
Which is good.
Yeah. People were mean to you?
They were not. Huh. They just thought I was silly.
They just didn't even know what you are.
Like, like, what is that?
I've never
alien?
Seen one of your your kind before. I don't know how to be racist to you.
Did you? Yeah, they were, but they were well behaved.
Yes.
Okay.
The only time that there was something funny, so we all had to make like a pie chart of like our ethnicities, right? So it's like funny. Like a lot of white people are like
teachers
British,
were sorting.
Italian.
Teachers were sorting.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, make your ethnicity pie chart. Emily.
I did that in second grade. Go ahead.
And then mine was 100% Chinese, and they're like, ah, look at Emily's pie. It's not even a pie slice. It's just a pie. And they were making fun of me.
Really?
But that you're 100% Chinese?
Yeah.
Wow. So I've never met anybody 100% anything.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, a lot of
you. He's 100% Turkish.
No.
I mean, I am, but like, no. I...
There's something else in there.
She's 100% Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
He's 100% Turkish.
You're 100% Han Chinese.
What does that mean?
Like Han...
Han!
Yeah,
Han. I don't know.
I mean, because like
Genghis Khan?
No, not like that.
Oh, well,
okay. So the reason why I said that is, I mean, it's the largest ethnic group in China.
Okay,
whereas
probably.
Like I'm Turkish, I'm 100% Turkish, but like I like my parents' side on my father's side, they're from Greece.
Okay,
so they're from Crete and Salonik.
You're Greek?
Well, technically they're Greek Turkish, I guess. Like my father's side grew up in what is now known as Greece, but at the time was Turkey or the Ottoman Empire.
It's kind of like my relatives grew up in Lebanon, but at the time it was Syria.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, my family grew up
in
my mother's side is
at the time it was World War II.
Yeah, really. Wait, we don't talk about that.
Wait, what? Your family straight out of
straight out of Germany.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Wait, also, you say you're Lebanese then?
I'm Lebanese. Okay, I did a presentation in second grade, actually.
And people were amazed?
They were like, wow.
Like, that's so much.
I mean, I don't know if they made many comments about it. It was actually pretty bold at the time. It was around 9/11, too.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It was like 2002.
Oh, my God. The year after.
I was just out there.
I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
Oh, doors unlocked.
Oh, I delivered some stuff.
Okay. I was like,
Sam was about to spring into action.
I know, some I'm fucking crazy. Random well, I had guy. To, I had like, to buy self tanner.
Oh, for tonight.
I'll put it on during the Patreon episode.
Oh, cute. Nice.
I'm speaking of. Go ahead.
And then I had to buy Spanx. Nothing fits. My butt's so big.
Oh, yes.
Damn, you got
you got
fat ass.
You don't know what gyat is, right, Hassan?
Well, I know what gyat is, but you were talking about a gyat.
Yeah, so gyat is like negative gyat. So that's what I have where it's just flat.
You have a great butt.
You think so, Hassan?
I do. I haven't been looking at
you
it.
You can't really see it. She's always wearing skirts.
Yeah, true.
I've never really checked
you
it
have
out.
I'm sure you have a wonderful, beautiful, natural
butt. Oh, you think plump?
Yes.
Oh, bouncy.
I think many people would appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Many people.
Yeah.
Some people say you've got a great ass. Believe me. It's fantastic.
There was one other thing. You went to Harvard?
Columbia.
Or you went to Columbia.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought Harvard. How was that
I went
like?
To Harvard.
Yeah.
Confusing.
Wait, you went to Columbia University?
Yes, Columbia.
Wow,
and
that's incredible. What's your degree in?
Financial engineering.
Holy sh...
And I learned nothing. And I'm a streamer now.
What does it feel to disappoint your parents? How does that feel?
I have to pay them back for college now because I didn't use my degree.
Wait, really? That's the punishment?
Yeah. They're like, They're like, Emily, now that you're a streamer and you don't even use your degree, you have to pay us back for college.
Wait, so they like retroactively said that?
Well, they said that I thought they said it as a joke my freshman year of college. They're like, Emily, you're going to pay us back for college, right? And I'm like, haha, yeah, sure. And then 4 years later, my mom's like, Emily, you know when you agreed to pay us for college?
How much you owe them?
I'm paying them like...
Columbia's not cheap.
$350,000?
I think I'm paying them $8,000 every 6 months for 10 years.
Nice. That's such a fucking foreigner parent thing. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for me, the reason why I say this is because, like, well, I did not go to a prestigious institution. I went to Rutgers. University of Miami first, and then Rutgers. Nice. No one has ever
responded. University of Miami?
Yes, I did.
You went to University of Miami?
Yeah.
Coral Gables?
I
say, what?
You've known me for, like, 5 years.
I know. I've learned so much about it. He went to the University of Miami.
I've talked about this to you.
English is his second language.
I've talked about this to you many times that you just like don't listen, I think. But anyway.
God damn. I didn't know that.
It's all about the you. So originally, my dad, I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have anything above a bachelor of arts and sciences. Mm. My brother's an engineer. He builds spaceships and also has a master's in engineering. Both my parents have PhDs and they teach in college. One of them in Turkey, the other one in America. Mm. And so I'm like the black sheep. I'm the dummy of the family. So my dad for years and years and years was like, all right, come on, media thing. Come on. Every time we would have family gatherings, he was like, all right, so when are you going back to school? You're gonna get a PhD, right? Like, I mean, you're gonna get a degree, and I was very disappointing to them for a very long time until, you know, now I've paid off my mom's student loans and my brother's student loans. So now there's a point where they start respecting it, yeah. And it's only when you're like, okay, you're financially secure, I'm fine now.
That's exactly like my parents. They hated it. And then they're like, wait, you're making money? Okay. Yeah. And then they're like, can you get me something for Christmas? And I'm like, oh, okay. Yes. What do you want?
Exactly.
So now they're supportive for sure. Right. Same with your parents. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Do all our parents kind of, I mean, my parents are supportive, but yeah, they like move in with me sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like Hassan's too.
Mine too. Yeah. My mom's still here. My dad just left. We're going to link up again in Italy soon.
My mom's dead. So
oh my God.
She doesn't ask for much.
Wow, way to kill the mood.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Wasn't my fault.
Are you sure? No, I'm just kidding.
Parents are so
I find a way to blame myself. Ask my therapist. No, I think a weird thing that I've started dealing with is like now I love my dad so much, but now he wants things and I'm like, bitch, you didn't pay for my college. I'm not paying for your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like mad about it.
But you paid for your own college? Yeah.
Oh, I grew up very, very poor. Mm. I grew up pretty rough situation, I think, looking back at it.
That's the whitest thing I've ever heard you say.
What?
That you're not going to pay for your parents when they ask for something?
No, I will.
Is that white people's things?
Yes.
I pay for my parents' stuff. Does that make me more Lebanese?
Dude, you want to be not white so bad.
I'm not. I'm mixed.
I've already paid. He wanted like these 10. And long story short, my grandparents have a farm in Idaho.
Yeehaw.
And potatoes? That's where my dad was raised.
Potato farm?
Yeah, potato farm in Idaho.
Hell yeah, brother.
they've passed away. And my dad essentially wanted to turn the potato farm into like a big family reunion campground place. It's like, you know, there's so many of those in Idaho.
Yeah, like Mormon campgrounds.
So he like wanted some stuff to make it nice. And so I gave him a bunch of money for that. But then that got like shut down. And so he wants to do something else. And so he's asked for more money. And I'm just like, I don't know anybody else with like parental resentment sometimes. But like, I had a full-time job. Like I worked every summer when I was 13. I had a full-time job the day I turned 16. I had my first job. I was working 40 hours a week while going to high school, while on cheer, while like in volleyball, paying for everything on my own, like everything on my own. And he used to always be like, yeah, you got to work your own way, work your own way. Now, all of a sudden, somebody wants a freaking camping tent.
Yeah, that was my...
I have been paying for it. It's just like, damn.
You also do your dad's finances, which is crazy. Yeah,
you're his accountant.
What?
Yeah, which is crazy.
I'm not. I just do his invoices. I just do his contracts and stuff.
Mark,
I'm his lawyer,
really. Okay.
I have something to bring up too.
Okay, because I have a couple things. We can do some of it behind the paywall as well, like the congressional gay sex that we're going to be talking about.
Of the year.
Wait, congressional gay sex.
Person of the year. What? Oh yeah.
Congressional gay sex. Fuck yeah! What a great.
So
topic.
I have like an actual gay porn review that we're going to be finally doing behind the paywall.
Oh.
Oh my God, we get to watch gay porn behind the paywall.
Be watching gay porn.
Wow, you're so cool, Dad.
That is awesome.
Patreon.com/fearand and also a litany of different Taylor Swift things. But since we're at 48 minutes, we'll just start off with the Taylor Swift thing. Taylor Swift.
Wait.
Emily said she's mid and I hate Emily.
Okay, I used to
Man
like
of the
her
year.
A lot.
Wait, Taylor and Swift then, won what?
And then you saw her live during the Red Tour.
Yeah, or like Speak Now or Fearless, and she okay. was not that good at singing.
Well, bitch, come on back. You want to watch the Eras Tour together?
I feel like I'm too far behind. Like, the Swifties are too strong for me.
No.
I can't join
no.
anymore.
We let you in.
Yeah, we
I don't
do.
Know Folklore. I don't know
it's okay.
Evermore, whatever it's
okay.
called. Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm an imposter among all the big fans.
Just watch the Eras Tour.
Really?
And you'll be like, wow, she's gotten so much better.
Yeah.
She has. Her voice has gotten way better.
I didn't
better.
Watch that one thing.
She's a great dancer, too.
Yeah, she's gotten way better dancing.
She's
too.
A wonderful
she's not
dancer.
Gonna dance.
She really is.
Can we be serious?
Is
Can
she
we
as
be
good
for
as
fucking
Dua Lipa?
Real? Like,
pull
she's a dynamo.
Vigilante shit right now.
She's a dynamo.
I'd put
okay?
her up there
I
with
respect
Michael Jackson.
Her as like an institution, okay? Mm. And I think that Taylor Swift doesn't have to be very good at things. I think that her being kind of mediocre is what makes her appealing.
I do a lot of people.
What are you talking about?
I think she's a once in a lifetime talent.
I think that
the new Michael Jackson.
I would venture to say probably even better.
Okay.
Wow.
Now we're borderline racist.
Wait. What?
Listen. What I want to say is this. Here's my analysis of Taylor Swift. Okay. Here's my analysis of Taylor Swift. I think
how the hell did we get there?
I think that her appeal stems from the fact that she's like very normal and kind of not above and beyond exceptional. It's not like a level of talent that is like unachievable where you're like, I am in awe. She is a dynamo though. She works very fucking hard.
I can agree that like her vocals are not, it's no Adele, it's no Idina Menzel, it's no like one time like, she has a very approachable singing voice.
I disagree.
Which is great. She has gotten much better, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the thing that she is not normal at, that she's way above standards, is her writing skills.
Uh-huh. That's songs. It. She writes relatable music.
The shit she writes is crazy.
Everybody
that's what
can
I was
relate to it.
Exactly. I think she's a great writer, and I think that
And I even
she's
think her looks are approachable. She doesn't do like the Kim Kardashian shit.
I don't think you relate to her anymore, because you used to be like this ugly...
Yeah, I think you think you're too good for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you've blossomed into this beautiful
I'm a
man.
Dude. I'm just like...
No, we don't like you anyway.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not the target market.
You're too white.
Yeah.
I am literally not the target demographic for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we are.
I'm simply stating... and I also
We're bringing Emily in.
I'm a bad person because I don't listen to music anyway, but like, I'm saying that as someone who has studied culture... I feel as though her appeal stems from the fact that she is great at as a lyricist and can write very relatable stories.
Mm.
And
she
she's not like super above and beyond.
Puts on a fucking show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
she loves performers.
Yeah,
speaking of which, she made so
kid.
Much money on that tour.
She's still going.
Which is why I think
going,
we need
baby.
To go on tour.
No, oh, shut your whore mouth.
I need
I
to. We need
to
do a tour. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah. There's a so economists so are calling it the Taylor Swift phenomena. She has revitalized the economy. Let's take a look. Taylor Swift, Man of the Year.
Man of the Year.
That's right.
It's
she won
of the
Man
year.
Of the Year or Person of the Year.
Wait, that's cool.
Why did you say Man of the Year?
I don't know.
Isn't has it, to be a man.
It's Person of the Year.
It's Person of the Year. I'm being sexist.
So misogynistic.
We're not going to be able to cover this all in this episode because it actually this interview is so.
That's what I'm saying. So
juicy.
I need to. I need to.
It's also very cringe.
I do
really?
Need to bring something
well,
up.
She might have been having a little fun that day. She said Crazy. Something funny about like. like Horcruxes,
yes,
and
Lord
Thanos,
of the Rings.
Yeah, what and the? Lord of the Rings, and it
just going
sense.
Crazy.
So,
but look at our girl.
She
looks
beautiful. 23 Person
like
of the Year, Taylor
right
Swift
now.
By Slay. Time Magazine. Relatable. Remember, it's up there with Adolf Hitler.
Well, okay, why?
Joseph Stalin.
Name some other ones.
Barack Obama,
Rudolph Giuliani,
Barack
America's
Obama's
mayor, yeah. Rudy Giuliani.
Didn't Donald Trump win one?
Oh. Donald Trump.
Wow.
Gandhi.
Up there with a lot of people.
The Dalai Lama.
Notoriety. And
okay.
Now
the first
Taylor Swift.
First performer ever.
So
oh, that's huge.
One thing I want to say right off the jump, what the fuck? Fire the photographer.
I know.
That
I agree.
Was fire the makeup artist, fire the glam squad that worked on
this.
This
is one of her worst photo shoots I've ever seen
I've
in my life.
I've never seen such a flub. Can you show this, please, March? I mean, this is like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah. I think it's very 80s.
No.
It's still bad.
No, it's
really
not,
bad.
You can do an 80s photo shoot and make it work. This.
She looks depressed.
It was just it's so, bad. The There's hair more. Was so,
oh, look this, how bad it is.
This photo That's, is insane. Why did they do this?
I don't
this?
Know why they curled her bangs like that. This would have been a total, imagine a sleek back ballerina bun.
Ooh. Yes, much better.
Why did
this
they
looks, do that? This looks unkempt. Yeah. Like it looks like her hair just looks bad.
I wish, yeah, it looks like my hair right now.
No, your hair looks beautiful and natural.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful,
Kitty. I I'm very disappointed.
Are you naturally blonde?
I'm naturally this color. I'm naturally Taylor's color.
Oh, perfect.
No big deal. Wow,
you're just like her for real.
It's like her for real. It's part of why I haven't been growing. I haven't been bleaching. So I'm like, if she can pull it off, maybe I can pull it off.
Yeah. Well, she's not pulling it off here. I'll tell you that much.
That's a good photo. That's well,
it's fine.
It's a like, day photo.
It's
not a person of the year photo. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the hilarious part about it is like even the most like
it's a very mid photo.
Decent
shoot.
Photos are very mid. And Taylor Swift is like a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. It's like this is not. It's not very hard. To make Taylor Swift look good, it's, I would say, harder to make her look like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the first thing I saw that made me go, oh my God, this is so bad. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of quotes in here where she is just like incredibly corny. There is one part of the, there's one part of the interview. I mean, we can try to pull up the, if you control F, like you can pull up the Lord of the Rings or Horcrux. March.
Okay. Horcrux, but her best one, her best line ever. So finally, like, okay. So if you guys don't know, 2016, I might have my year wrong. Dyslexic. 2016 is when the whole Kim Kardashian Kanye bullshit happened, where, you know,
like Famous came out.
Yeah. Okay. So and Kim posted a video that said that Taylor Swift was like, yeah, it's fine.
Right, right, right.
It was an edited video.
Really?
Yeah, it was an edited video. And that didn't come to the forefront until like, I think 2020, that like it was proven that it was an edited video because Kim Kardashian's Snapchat got hacked. Right. But during this, like the number one worldwide trending, it wasn't 2016. It had to have been earlier. The trending worldwide hashtag was Taylor Swift is over.
Ooh.
Like worldwide. Yeah. And like. Kim called her a snake. And so then like she got flooded. She got flooded with snakes on every social media. She went dark. She literally went into hiding. Like like,
for how long?
It's over for until Reputation came out. It was years. She would hide in public. She was just like, it was
for how
the most
long? Like a
depressed
year?
She was ever been.
Wait, why can't she say that it's fake?
So she tried, but everyone was like, there she goes again, calling herself the victim.
So that's actually one of the funniest parts in the article that I wanted to get to, where she's like, where she goes, I felt canceled. And then the interviewer goes, the interviewer basically like refutes that a little bit by saying like, you know, she was still like one of the top like record selling artists of all time. But who am I to tell Taylor Swift that she was canceled? If she felt like she was canceled, then she certainly was. And I was like, that's not journalism. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think it was more of a thing of like...
Here, read it from above, actually. Look what you made me do, reach number... Oh, here, Swift has told me a story about redemption, about rising and falling only to rise again, a hero's journey. I did not say to her in our conversation that it did not always look that way from the outside. Mm-hmm. That, for example, when Reputation's lead single, Look What You Made Me Do, reached number one on the charts... Or when the album sold 1.3 million albums in the first week, second only to 1989, she did not look like someone whose career had died. She looked like a superstar who was mining her personal experience as successfully as ever. I am tempted to say this. But then I think, who am I to challenge it if that's how she felt? The point is, she felt canceled. She felt as if her career had been taken from her. Searching in her had been, something in her had been lost, and she was grieving it. Maybe this is the real Taylor Swift effect. That she gives people, many of them women, particularly girls, who have been conditioned to accept dismissal, gaslighting, and mistreatment from society that treats their emotions as inconsequential. So, yeah, and it gives them permission to believe that their interior lives matter.
I couldn't have written myself.
Well, I think this is the most insane.
I thought he was kind of cooking. No,
yeah,
no, he's cooking.
I think he's cooking.
He's interviewing like a deity in his mind. This is an insane way to fucking approach the subject matter, at least from a journalistic perspective, where it's just like, What would be interesting in this situation, and Isaac Chodomer does this really well for The New Yorker.
Oh, that's a horrible photo.
Who's very famous for his like interviews where he cooks people slowly.
Why'd she let this go out?
Yeah, did she... I said no, like,
but maybe she wanted like to see like everybody to see like this is who I am. Like,
me?
Wow,
This is very stylized.
No, this is really like bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. But oh, we're getting no. I think she looks absolutely wonderful.
No, my love point you, is like she's you worked hard to make her look this bad is what I'm saying.
do the Swifties think she looks bad?
There's mixed reviews.
I mean, that means that it's
pretty bad.
I don't even
though.
think that they love this interview that much overall, because like there's a lot of corny parts about it too. Specifically because when Swifties like something, and this is the same for like stan culture in general, they will really pump it. If they don't like something and they find it to be like kind of embarrassing, they just won't talk about it and they'll like hide it and they'll move on to the next thing. And I do feel like the second thing happened in this situation a little bit, especially with the photos.
I mean, yeah, the photos are rough, but I think regardless, like Reputation was like her comeback album. It was finally like her first time like saying anything about all the bullshit with Kim and all that stuff. And she was like, she went from being this golden child, right? This is right after 1989 that won her most awards she's ever had, to everyone fucking hating her. It's like, and even though that guy says, oh, she's very successful, think of when you get canceled because you say something, or you're racist all of a sudden, or you're... just a pro. You're always like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like you live in this bubble where it's like, it doesn't matter if there's numbers that back it up. You go live the next day, you still get 20K. But
yeah. The difference is like, I don't believe that. Yeah. I mean, I guess the point is I don't go, woe is me. And also I don't personally feel like I'm canceled. Does that make sense? I openly will say like cancel culture is not a real thing. You can be canceled, I guess, by your own community, by your own fan base for doing something that they find to be like inappropriate, that like doesn't match up with the values that you've put forward. But like the rest of the internet could only just fucking hunt you down and say that you're wrong for buying a house or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't really change anything.
But I have something to bring up before we go.
Okay. Wait, we're not done with this.
Yeah, we still got Taylor Swift.
This is juicy.
This is important.
And I got more Taylor Swift. I guess
it's important, but we're running out of time to bring up something that's truly important.
I've been waiting for Cutie to be on this podcast so we can have this conversation.
Overall, end of the interview. She was very much so in a very dark place. If you watch the Miss Americana Netflix documentary, which if you're a budding Taylor Swift fan, I encourage it. She talks about this specifically and how it was so dark because she is a person that was a pathological people pleaser entire life, and then for the first time ever people started booing at her. And what do you do when your only value in life is pleasing people? It's detrimental to your entire mental health to all of a sudden have everybody turn on you, regardless, in this interview,
or even
for the
feel like everybody turned
for
on
the
you
first on time ever in this interview. She finally like she became person of the year, and she is now above the Kardashians. She's having the most amazing year of her life, right? And she fucking said about Kim Kardashian that the trash always takes itself out and karma's a bitch. So was the most slay part of the entire interview. That's all I had to say. It was really sick.
She came for the queen.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay. What did you have to say before
I'm so sorry. Before we go, I need some Marsh to play something. Folks, I may not be living here for much longer.
What?
I know a lot of you thought I was going to maybe move to Los Angeles. Or move somewhere else, but I've truly hit it big in a different country.
Oh God!
What?
I've hit it big.
This. Oh, this is okay.
Maybe you'll be seeing this for the first time.
I think I
BLC.
Will.
I have made it big in Asia, folks. Check it
this
out.
This is in Russia, I think.
No, but they said
you
keep it was
saying Asia.
No, hold on. They told me. Hold on.
Russia is in Asia. To be fair,
they DM me and said
it's a very big country in a very big
Central
continent.
Asia. This is a Central Asian podcast. So
they're speaking Russian, though. No.
Yeah, I think so. They're speaking Russian. Yeah.
You haven't done their due diligence.
They told me that they were speaking Russian, but they identify themselves as a Central Asian podcast. So I will be leaving the United States, expatriating to Central Asia.
Central Asia, not a country.
Yes.
Just a continent.
I have made it. Roll the tape.
который все называют The Austin Show.
Потому что одного из чуваков...
Yeah, look like shit in that photo.
Да, его зовут Austin Show.
I actually good at that photo, thank God.
И он начал выкладывать маленькие шорты из своего
подкаста,
который называется The Fear End. И людям так понравились эти шорты, что они теперь называют весь подкаст Austin Show, а там на самом деле крутые люди.
What
do they say? I большие люди в Америке.
I think from context clues, they're talking about how...
Wait, you have something for this? Marsha's saying he. Do you have a microphone on? Oh my God, they dubbed it.
So nice.
No way. Okay, that wait. They dubbed it.
If you're watching English TikTok, the Fear End podcast, which everyone calls the Austin Show. Right.
What the fuck?
Which everyone calls the Austin Show.
His name is Austin Show. And he started posting small shorts from his podcast. They like these shorts so much that they now call the entire podcast Austin Show, where in fact cool people hang out. Hasan Pike, Tana Mongo, big people in American media.
Wait, pause for a second. I like that I am now relegated to a famous person that appears on this podcast.
Oh my God.
From time to time.
I can't wait.
Austin just outdid everyone. And now he's the main star. And it turns out to Hasan Piker, who is famous for what he has there. He's Young Turks. It's a political publication.
He's
a political streamer. A lot of people know. There, Donald Trump, yes, even with him, he had correspondence, altercation. That is, they approach Hasan Piker and say, oh my God, you're Austin Shaw's friend.
But initially, it was.
I don't think I did this.
No, it was the other way around. Austin's the friend.
Okay, well, this is fake news.
Wow.
I'm beginning to understand.
Finally, Central Asia gets it.
I'm beginning to understand what liberals say when they're like, oh, Russiagate, like fake news, Russian fake news. That's it.
They have a podcast and they get it right. Austin Show's friend, Hasan Piker.
You had to go to like Turkmenistan to fucking find like one podcast.
In fact, they've asked me. They're filming a docuseries, and they've asked me to be a cameo on their docuseries as they travel around the United
States.
About
what?
I'm going to be joining
them. That's so funny.
I'm going to be joining them for coffee. I don't know what it's about. Okay. In fact, I didn't even know what they said about me until now.
I hope you're like banned from multiple countries for this.
Wait, why would I?
Yeah,
why
just would a they, travel so ban.
Why would they give me a travel ban? They would never ban me from. I'm so great for every country that I go
like
to.
Like this Austin Show, he's gayest man in America. No, he is so gay. He's making youth gay.
Do you think that I would be banned, like, do you think I'd get in trouble for going to certain countries because I'm so outwardly homosexual? Or do you think I could blend in?
No, you're fine.
Like, if I went to, like...
I think you want us to say that you're so fucking gay, everyone can tell, but none of us think that.
No one can. And you also openly admit that people can't tell you're gay all the time.
You can't have both sides of the quarter.
There is
I mean, that's true.
Dude, there are, like... a ton of straight people that would be hate crime before you for the hate crime of being gay.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. So it's true.
Which is why I want to go to a Trump rally.
Oh,
what do you mean? You already do that when you go to like a fucking wedding in Nebraska or something.
Oh,
some
I went to a wedding in Minot, North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah.
And had full on conversations with homophobic people about how they don't like gay people,
but they love you.
I had to join in. I didn't know what else to do. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I hate those names. Yeah, I hate them too, brother.
Yeah,
did you know that they have pronged tongues?
Yeah. I mean, like,
they're always out there trying to homophobe the youth.
I was undercover. Now, I was wearing, I don't know how they didn't know, because I was wearing Chelsea boots and skin tight black jeans.
Yes, because you dress like a straight man, because that was like hot in 2014. That's precisely the reason why.
Dude.
Gay people were wearing that as a fashion statement in 2013. Straight people have been wearing it as a fashion statement since 2015. You are getting outflanked by straight people with a fashion sense.
I went through such a bad fashion. I'm finally getting out of it. I'm finally starting to dress a little better, relegating my tight pants to only airplane rides and the gym.
The Lululemon pants.
It's getting a lot better. Thankful for Hasan and some of my friends.
Thanks for watching the Fear End podcast. We're going to the Patreon episode now. Yeah.
Gay porn review.
Can't wait.
Peace. I'm going to put on spray
tan. Wait, hold on. We got to give Emily a proper outro.
I was about to say, Emily, is there anything you would like to promote before we move on to the paywalled portion of the broadcast where we make you watch gay porn.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. That'll be my first time. I'm so excited.
You guys are going to get canceled due to not let Emily talk enough.
Oh, no, no, don't worry. I'll talk more on the Patreon, surely.
Wait, hold on. You were a part of this too, cutie.
Glad to be here.
You don't let me talk enough.
You're an honorary misogynist.
Sure.
All right. Sorry, Emily. Go ahead.
Thank you for letting me be on the Austin Show podcast. It was amazing.
You're welcome.
I stream on Twitch. I do IRL streams and other hooligan stuff. And at Extra Emily.
Thank you, Emily. Give it up for Extra Emily. Everybody follow her.
Thank you.
So you want to marry a caked up man?
Oh, I could pay for it too.
Yeah, what's your ideal man, Emily?
Oh my gosh. My only thing is that I want someone that treats me well and like, you know.
Like, knocked out like 98% of men. Okay.
Buys me dinner sometimes. Okay. And like gets me flowers.
Okay.
Just like stuff like that. Like that's what I care about the most. And also being able to talk to them is important. Like good conversation. I can tell them anything. So that's like my two things that I want.
Okay.
And height, they have to be my height or higher.
How tall are you?
5'4¾".
So height does matter.
It does. It just has to be at least 5'4¾".
Okay. What about any look?
Dicks. Dick, I don't care about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
circumcised or uncircumcised?
I don't have a preference.
Like staying with this gross thing on my face.
Have you seen a circ up or an uncircled penis?
Yes. So uncircled is like there's like a hat on it, right? Like
a little sock. Little beanie.
And then it goes, like pops out. Hello.
Should we look at them? Marsh, pull up an uncircumcised penis.
No.
We're not doing that.
No.
Vetoed.